Oppression of all kinds is injustice. Let us be kind to the humankind. Let us treat with dignity and respect all people of all races, irrespective of religion, caste, language, and gender differences. Let us be kind, especially to people of lower status, the elderly, females, children, and those who are poor. This is Dr. Kondur Abraham welcoming you to Life Changes radio broadcast. Rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. And I will praise His name.
Hello, hello. Today's featured artist is DC Talk, and this song's called Colored People.
We'll be right back. Hello, my friend. How are you? I'm doing a series on happy relationships, and this is the second one in the series, and I'm glad you joined me. Let us look at some facts that pertain to relationships. Fact number one, your worst enemy is most likely someone who was a close friend at some point in your life, or a relative who was close to you. Again, your worst enemy is most likely someone who was a close friend at some point in your life, or a relative who was close to you. Fact number two, it is unlikely that a total stranger has become an enemy all of a sudden. Again, it is unlikely that a total stranger has become an enemy all of a sudden. Fact number three, it is possible that most often enmity develops over small misunderstandings. It was not because of a major infraction, but that you forgot to tell your friend or relative something that happened in your life, or you could not make it to a social function in his house. Again, fact number three is, it is possible that most often enmity develops over a small misunderstanding. Isn't it sad that relationships break up over small and insignificant things? Small frictions have become bigger and bigger over a period of time, or the gap became wider and wider. Now, fact number four. Most relationships are developed in the lines of the equity theory in economics. You are in relationship or friendship because there is something that you can get out of it, or it is a give and take relationship. In essence, what your friend can offer in turn to you can offer, what your friend can offer in turn to what you can offer balances the relationship. Again, fact number four is, most relationships are developed in the lines of the equity theory in economics. Very briefly, let me share three things that can build up relationships. Number one, sincere concern. This is giving with no intention of receiving. Some of your best friends can be people whom you loved and you cared for when you knew that they couldn't return the same gesture of goodwill. Secondly, ignore differences as if they are petty and insignificant. As I shared with you earlier, it is small things and small misunderstanding that develop enmity. We can counteract that by ignoring it and acting as if it never happened. Again, point number two is, ignore differences as if they are petty and insignificant. The third point is, relationships need nurturing. If it is left unattended, it will become dry and barren. Occasional meals together, a visit or a phone call, a letter or a card, a gift or a small token that you remembered your friend will nurture and build up relationships. Again, relationships need nurturing. Now let me share with you four things that can break relationships. These are things that can work as cancer in relationships. Number one, competition. Number two, comparing. Number three, criticizing. Number four, complaining. Again, all four, all of them starting with the letter C. Competition, comparing, criticizing, and complaining. Friendships that engage in the above behaviors will very likely run into problems. Think of these four factors as cancer in relationships. In the Holy Bible, Paul the Apostle talked about 10 factors that can help us build relationships. These are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let me read them to you. Number 1, slow to suspect, but quick to trust. Again, slow to suspect, but quick to trust. Then slow to condemn, but quick to justify. Again, slow to condemn, but quick to justify. Slow to offend, but quick to repent. Slow to offend, but quick to defend. Slow to expose, but quick to shield. Slow to expose, but quick to shield. Slow to reprimand, but quick to forbear. Slow to reprimand, but quick to forbear. Slow to belittle, but quick to appreciate. Again, slow to belittle, but quick to appreciate. Then slow to demand, but quick to give. Slow to demand, but quick to give. Slow to provoke, but quick to conciliate. Slow to provoke, but quick to conciliate. Slow to hinder, but quick to help. Slow to hinder, but quick to help. Slow to resent, but quick to forgive. Slow to resent, but quick to forgive. Well, I hope this was of interest and blessings to you. And I hope you'll take a moment to write to me and let me know that you heard this program. And we'll continue with this series next week. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you two addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. KB Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. KB Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kbabraham@aol.com. kbabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changers with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changers, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KB Abraham, producer, and Tom John, engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you.